Ramdas has written a book. You read that one? Said he had a stroke a few years ago. You remember the book, Be Here Now? The book, this book is still here. He's in a wheelchair now. He says he really likes his wheelchair. He's great. And everyone's trying to get him to work out and get all his faculties back. And he said, I like my wheelchair. It's really lovely, inspiring. He's taking his disability and that's his practice. So it's not a disability, it's just still here, the way things are. Nice to see him sustaining that. A friend just told me he's got a nasty diagnosis which is going to really limit his life in the future. And the thing that worries me about him, or concerns me, is that he's got no Dhamma. Not so concerned about the sickness, because, well, we're all going to get hit with something. But I don't know how he's going to be mindful of it, because he hasn't got that perspective. And that worries me more than the disease. So this practice that we do now, maybe because I'm almost 60, I think of these things, and it was my mom, but there is more to it than just a 45-minute sitting. There's this whole power of the mind which we are tapping into, which can be with everything, which can be with the aging process and with dying. So it may not seem significant to be with a kind of restless mind for the last half hour of a sitting. It may not seem like a big deal, but it is, because there's a cumulative result of developing this ability to just be with the way things are, be with the way things are. So I would suggest trying to have faith in that, trust in that, rather than trust in the mind which is always trying to fix, figure out, come, control, get rid of, analyze, etc., etc. The mind which is always sort of becoming and reorganizing things. Which isn't to say that analysis is wrong or focus is wrong and all the rest of it, but if the underlying attitude, at least this is what I find, if the underlying attitude is, how can I just awaken? And how can I sustain that awake mind? Then focus and the things we play around with all make sense within the context of what I think is right attitude and right understanding. So in this idea of listening, what I would suggest is listening, learning to listen, again, not just to the sound of the train, right, but listening as something deeper, which is a way of being without a listener, someone listening for something to get some kind of a result. Me practicing now in order to control my mind so I'm peaceful later on, as opposed to just being this way now. So in listening, if you just listen without looking for a sound, you begin to see a consciousness which is unfurnished with a strong sense of me becoming. It's just listening. And that's not something you try to figure out with thought. If you go with thought, what does he mean? You know, is there the ultimate listener, or am I the listener? You're off with the fairies and the thought fairies. So it's just a suggestion to come to a way of being which is very, very simple and is really what the liberated heart is about. Just listen. And then from that sense of that, then you can do things. You can focus on the breath or do nothing, but there isn't this sense of becoming all the time, or control, or getting rid of, because that's the very problem. So there's movement, and there's the knowing movement, and that knowing we're trying to remember. It's always there. It's just a fact. It's more a matter of remembering rather than becoming. Okay, so let's do some practices.